Today's learning from Nisim Chaim Luzer from Shanaya, Moshe from the Neil Rivka Bas Moshe Israel, Bishchus from Shalaim Chaim, Moshe Shiba Malki, Anisim and Sarah, all those in and around there, Tzisrael, all those that need a refuah. We're holding Simen Kufnun Aleph. We are up to Sif Yud Beis. Still continuing over here with the Kedushas Beis HaKnesset. Says the Mechaber Sif Yud Beis, Yesh Lizar Milishtamish Ba'aliyah Shalgabe Beis HaKnesset, an attic or floor above a shul. Tashmish kavua shel ganai, any tashmish of a regular use that is of ganai is disrespectful. Kagoyin lishkav sham, just to sleep there. Ushar tashmishim and other uses. Yes, now. So we see over here so far in the Mechaber, there seems to be a certain level of kedusha, not only in the shul itself, but in the room or the above it, right? So we'll have to see exactly what that means. Ushar tashmishim, something that's not genai, yesh tesvapek imut mutalishtamisham. That's already a question. We also have to understand, we see today we build a lot of buildings that ground floor is a bismadrish and above it there are apartments. So how are we able to do that? Says the Ramah, v'cholze dafke bebeis haknesses hakvua shenivne mitchil lakach, that this building was initially built for a shul. Let's say you went ahead and you rented a storefront or you bought a storefront. Forget about rented. You bought a storefront and you made that into Bismedrish. It was not Nivna Lechatchila for a Beis Knesses. Then Mutalishka Valav, then there's no Isser you are allowed to. So let's see a little bit in the Mishavur to understand all of this. Tashmish Kavua. We won't go through the whole Sugya, but if somebody's ever in such a situation, you should definitely, at least we know that we got to ask whether, you know, are you allowed to, in what situations could you use the rooms above a Bismedrish? What situation you can? Tashmish kavua miloshen zeh mashma the lishkav sham b'derech mikra muta. Just if it's not kavua, you're not doing it regularly. Just one time, it's okay. The b'derech mikra like mikra shchiva tashmish ganai. So if you're doing it just, you know, one off, that's not considered a tashmish ganai. Yesh l'stapik if you're doing other things. So what's this suffix based on? So the Mishmur explains, in like Moshe Eliyahu's Hazara, the Loinis Kachu, do we compare it to the attics above the Hazara, that was the outside of the Beis HaMikdash, that did not have any holiness, that's where they used to eat the Kachim, that was not considered, did not have Kedusha. Oy, came in the Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaMikdash, Nikra Mikdash Ma'at, we compared the Beis HaKnesses and the Beis HaMikdash to a Mikdash Ma'at, to the Beis HaMikdash, a small part of the Beis HaMikdash. Yesh led Moshe Eliyahu's Hechel. So therefore, we should really compare it to the rooms above the Heichel. The Kaimel and the Neskatshu, the Kedusha's Heichel, that they do have the Kedusha of the Heichel. So we had the attics above the Azara that did not have Kedusha, the attics above the Heichel that did have Kedusha. And the question is, which one do we compare it to? Now, they explain this is not really a literal comparison, because the attics above the Heichel were considered part of the Heichel. That's why they had Kedusha. The room above the Beis HaKnesses is not considered part of the Beis HaKnesses. So the way they really explain it is just that he's saying is that we see from the Beis HaMikdash a concept that the room above the Heichel has Kedusha. Since we are treating our Beis HaKnesses like a microcosm of the Beis HaMikdash, therefore we should in its entirety treat it like that microcosm and treat the rooms above it with Kedusha as well. So using that shot, it's clearly the upstairs room don't have the same kedusha like the Beis HaKnesses, and the Heichel, the attics, so the upper rooms in the Heichel had the same kedusha as the Heichel. We're not saying that. We're saying over here just it should have the same tzura as the Heichel, just like the Heichel, the upper rooms had kedusha. Since we are treating our Beis HaKnesses like a copy of the Beis HaMikdash, the upper room should also have a kedusha. If you cuts which are true, b'shem true is parado. Yesh lahakol, based on what I just explained to you, it's not really a dimyon to the heichel. Chutz mimakom shagabe heichel, the place that's right above the Aron Kodesh, right? So loyma Aron shesham unich sefer Torah shem yesh zayin shloy yestam shem. There, you should certainly be very careful about not having any place. I was thinking when I saw this that really in the ladies section, if we made seats above where the Aron Kodesh is or near it, we should charge more money for it because they have more kedusha. That was just my trying to make money for the shul. Avabayas, that's not really any sort of even remote psak halacha, by the way. Avabayas sheyichade. What happens if the house was not initially built for the base haknesses? Near the koshkim shoshin nivu base haknesses nivnis bayis dira lamayla mimenu. the Shari Lo Disham. If right, let's say it was built right away for Bismedish, but it was built as an apartment building. We have it all over Williamsburg, Borough Park. We have houses that are built for apartments on top of it with a shul on the ground floor. The Zeb of Adil, like Hukdish Klal Lamaila, there was never any Kedusha, as we just explained. You can't, this Kedusha is just a copy of the idea that we saw about the Beis HaMikdash. It's not an actual Kedusha over there. And if you built a L'chatchila as an apartment, there's no Kedusha. If you're going to do something very Meguna, Ketina for Yotza B'zeh, like the near the Chol Gavni Yosef, you can use it as to go to the bathroom or Chas V'Shalom Znus or other things. Of course, you shouldn't do it. Now, they explained that if you're going to use that again as an outhouse, right? They didn't. Then today, the bathrooms are a different situation. But you're going to use it as an outhouse. It's not so much the tashmish, but it's going to. We learned already earlier on that when you want to daven and you want to join the minyan, and it's in between you and the minyan, there is tinuf. Then you're not allowed to daven because it blocks. It blocks. It creates this blockade between the minyan, the kedusha, and yourself. Same thing over here. If you're going to have a sewer pit on top of the Beis Medrash, it's going to block anybody who's from the tefillahs from going through because that blocks it. Using that same concept, there's something really meguna. The Ayin Shem Tekotzev, the Shenanish B'Zeh Harba, people can Chas V'Shalom get punished for this. U'mash Haminig Ha'olam Be'yoreh, Shesoichem Bota Kesis L'Zman Be'Botam Tachtiyim, that way they rent, they in some of these cities, they didn't have a shul. They just rented it for a periodic time. Remember, it used to be a lot in Florida. For the winter, there were people who would go down, and some of the rabbis would go down, they would rent a room to make a besmedrish in the hotel, right? So it's a temporary besmedrish. Lomala and Beis Dira, up on top of it, there were apartments. Shamatzi Shamti Noikis with Avi Mois, there's children there with dirty diapers. Again, since it has to go with that concept that this Kedusha is just a concept that Chacham said we should treat it with Kedusha, but it's not a true Kedusha of that Makam. So he says maybe they only said in a place that's a permanent Bismedrish, not in something that's a temporary Bismedrish. Lishkeval of you shouldn't lie above me. You should go as far, if you do go lay down upstairs in a besmedrish, you go as far away as possible from the Aron Kodesh. But proper the Heichel, certainly the place that's opposite the Heichel. Okay, let's start Simon Kuf Nun Beis. At least we'll get the beginning going. Says the Mechaber, ain't soister basic knesses, they live nice by Sekneses Acha. You're not allowed to take apart a basic knesses in order to build another one. So And if somebody has a situation, they want to take down a shul to put up a new shul in the same place, according to this machab, it's very, very problematic, and you have to ask what you're supposed to do in such a situation. But even to shut down a bismedrish, take apart a bismedrish, you need to build someplace else in the city, you're not allowed to. Shema yerlam oynish lo yivnu acha, maybe you won't end up building another one. Elabayna ma'acha tchila, first build the other one. And then you take apart the old one. So you can't take apart a bismedrish and then build it. Mechaber told us because Shema Yerulam Oynis, maybe an Oynis is going to happen and you won't build it. Now, we're going to see an important thing in this halacha, and we have to understand there's two ways of viewing this concern. The one way is that I might take apart the shul and never build it again. There's another way that I might take it apart and it might take me a very long time till I build it again. Those question, in other words, I think I'm going to have it done in 2 months and it's going to take me 6 months or a year or 2 years, but eventually I will rebuild it. In all situations, everyone's maskim that even if there's alternatives to this shul, you cannot, once a shul is built, there's kedusha there. You can't, you're not supposed to. Obviously, we have situations, everybody moves out of the area, there's nothing you can do about it. But you're not supposed to be in a situation that you have a shul and you eliminate the shul. You should never be eliminating a shul. You should only be adding shuls. Now, if I say I have the shul over here and I'm building a new shul in its place, maybe down the block, but I'm replacing it, that's okay. But first replace it, then build the other one. But the everyone agrees that you cannot eliminate a shul completely unless you're going to replace it with another shul. Now, the other two thoughts of what's the concern that we'll see is certain situations is our concern that we may not rebuild it right away or we may not rebuild it at all is going to keep that in mind. That's the two ways of learning this explanation, and we'll see how that makes a difference in the in once we get into Mishnah Berurah. Let's do the Mishnah Berurah, then we'll go to the remote tomorrow. Beis HaKnesses, who had been Beis HaMedrash, same rule applies to Beis HaMedrash, Bein Shal Yach and Bein Shal Rabbim. Doesn't make a difference, Beis HaKnesses or a Beis HaMedrash. Could they live in this, right, Sulaima? Loyme Boyim ain't that to live nice, Achekach Klal the Aser. Certainly, if you have no intention of ever replacing the Beis HaMedrash, you're not allowed to. Afilin Soisra, could they live nice, Achekach, even if you're taking it apart in order to build another Beis HaMedrash, but Mekoyma, in its place, Oibim Akamach, another place, the Aser. If I plan on building a bigger shul, no, you can't take this apart in order to build the next one. Beis HaKnesses, it didn't last as many Beis HaMedrash. I want to take a Beis HaKnesses, switch it over to the Beis HaMedrash. Nami Yosef, Alpha Pisha Kedusha Gedoy LeYosa, even though it's a greater Kedusha. My high time at the Messiah, because of the same reason, because that you might never end up rebuilding the replacement Beis HaKnesses. What happens if I've rented Beis HaKnesses? My intention is to rent a different one. You're not allowed to give up your first lease until you have a replacement place beforehand. You can't be, because again, maybe you're going to have an onus and you're never going to end up getting the replacement place. Now, Mishbur is not advocating here to squat in the old Beis HaKnesses. The point is that if your lease is coming up, you better either get an extension or find your new place rather than being left stuck in the middle. Oinus, there might be an oinus. Even if all the money is already collected, all the building material is delivered. It's also why Dilma Misramalu Pidyon Shvuim VeYahavilu. Maybe I'm going to go ahead, and maybe what's going to happen? I have all the money collected, and along comes a Pidyon Shvuim case. Pidyon Shvuim is the one thing that will be Doicha Binyan Beis HaKnesses. You're actually allowed to take money that was raised to build the Beis HaKnesses and use it for Pidyon Shvuim. So therefore, we're concerned there may be a possibility that the building of the Beis HaKnesses will get delayed, even if I have everything ready, plans approved, building material delivered, money collected, everything is ready. I'm still concerned that it might get delayed because maybe a Pidyon Shvuim mitzvah comes along. Shalai Yivne Achi may not build the other ones. The Nimtza, I'm the Beis HaKnesses. You'll find a that without a Beis HaKnesses. Let's say we have some room that we can daven anyway. Now, that you have another shul in the city that everybody can daven in. So the Taz is matter and the Morgan of Rome is it. Now, this is what I started with a little bit akdama to understand this machloikis, okay? The Taz says it's okay. Why? Because he says, what's the concern? The concern that I don't have where to daven now, I have another shul, I can go daven in. The concern that I might not rebuild it right away, the Taz learns the pshat, it's not that I won't ever rebuild it. It just might take a very long time until it gets it. But he believes that ultimately the concern is not that it will never get rebuilt. So Taz says, in such a case, it's mutter, because you have where to daven. The concern that it will take a very long time, nishkefelech, you have way to daven. The Magen Avraham learns that no, the concern is that you may never end up rebuilding it. Says the Magen Avraham, the fact that you have another place to daven doesn't make it better, it makes it worse, because you may never end up rebuilding it. And our problem is if you never rebuild it, you never replace that Beis HaKnesses that you took apart. So that's why the Taz, who learns the Chabas concern is, that it may take a long time. I'm not so concerned if it takes a long time. In the interim, you have way to daven. So he says it's mutter in such a case. The Magen Avraham, who says, no, the Mechaber's concern is you may never rebuild it. He says, in fact, that you have another place might even be worse because now you have way to daven. You have less incentive to rebuild this mismatch that you took down. L'maisa, the Bialacha says that it depends. He says, be'etzem ikardin, if you have another place to daven, there's no problem. He says, that's and this whole halacha is really only the Rabbanan anyway. So he says that if in the other place that you have to daven, there's plenty of room for everybody in the town, in the city, then you can taka rely on the Taz, who's mater, and if you have another place, you could take down the old shul and start building up the new shul. However, if there isn't enough place in that shul, so then it says it's like there is no other place, because since there's not enough room for everyone, he says that you have to, then you cannot take down, and you have to stick with the halacha. Let's see one which the brewer binamachatila. You first have to finish the new shul that you're building. It has to be completely finished. But even if you didn't daven there, but it has to be ready, completely signed off, C of O. Then you can take out the old one. The sul, like Lamechesh, Dilma Sramel, Hushundava, Mitzi is Bani Beisak Knesses. You are not worried you're going to sell the base. That's going to come as Simon Kufn and Gimel Sifi. What he's saying over here is, what was his concern? His concern was maybe Pidyon Shruim comes along. Now, the truth is, for Pidyon Shruim, you're allowed to sell a Beisak Knesses. So if I was worried that I might use the money that I collected for the Beis HaKnesses, for Pidyon Shruim, then why I'm not worried if I build the Beis HaKnesses, I'm not going to go sell the Beis HaKnesses in order to do Pidyon Shruim. So he says, because over there, we're going to see later, it says, although you're allowed to sell the Beis HaKnesses of Pidyon Shruim, really it's on the Tzibur to go ahead and collect the money and not go ahead and use the money. So therefore, once the shul is built, we're not concerned. Let's do one more Shabura. I know I said one more, but I meant two more. Now, there's a halacha that in a major city, the shul doesn't belong to anyone. It belongs to everybody. It belongs because people travel through it. So really, the shul belongs to everybody in the whole world. You have no right to sell a Beis Medrash Shel Krochem, because maybe there's a guy somewhere in London that is an owner of the shul, because every member of Klal Yisrael is an owner of the shul, who's not maskim to the sale. So he says over here, but over here you can still build a new one and replace it. Why? The anchor, you can never sell a shul that belongs to the public in a major city. The mistama ben the ihu adai to the kulama, because when you built it as a public shul for everybody. The shema yesh echad ba'olam loy lichalev mechirazi. Maybe there's some Jew in the world that's not masking to the sale. Hachashari, here it's mutta. Why? The mistama kalolam mutta marutzim lezek heven she. When you're building a replacement, you build a new one, then the Olam is masking. Oh, you're going to build a newer shul, then you can get rid of you can sell the old shul because you already built a replacement. They're not makbe that they need this shul. They're makbe that you can't get rid of the shul, but if you built a new one, then it would be okay. Okay, we'll stop over here. We will continue tomorrow.